ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರವಸ್ತುವಿಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ್ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಕಥಾ ಕಾ ವಿಸ್ತಾರ ಜಿತನಾ ಹೀ ಕಿಯಾ ಜಾ
ಸೋ ದಿಸ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕಥಾ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ಆಸ್ ಮಚ್ ಆಸ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ It can be described as much as you like. It is said that Sukadev Goswami, he spoke this Bhagavatam in 7 days, and Lord Shri Hari, he speaks this to Lakshmi Devi in 1 month, and Lord Shiva, he speaks this to Parvati, he takes 1 year. This Bhagavatam you can describe as much as you like, you can describe in more and more detail. Because here you get darshan of all of the Lord's qualities. You have come to hear this Bhagavatam for 10 days from the very beginning, and for this I welcome your love filled heart to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. A person, even if he walks 10 steps with somebody, he becomes his friend. In the Niti Shastra it is said, the Niti Shastra says the devotees of the Lord, then they walk 10 steps together, they become friends for life. And here we were together for 10 days. And from before you are all devotees of Sri Sri Radha Nilamada. Got a chance to sit with you and sing the glories of the Lord. And then I feel that we have made a sambandha, a relationship. I have this prayer that we may keep our loving relationship with Radha Nila Madhav, and every day this loving relationship should become deeper and deeper. Small part of the katha which we have not finished that I want to say today. This is about
गोकुल में कृष्ण को पहुंचा कर लौट आए मथुरा
वसुदेव हैज रीच्ड कृष्ण इन टू गोकुल एंड हैज कम बैक टू मथुरा
अपो बाल ध्वनि श्रुतो गृहपाला समुत्थिता जो वसुदेव जी अपने
दिस इज फ्रॉम चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट 1
संग है वसुदेव जी बहिरंत पूरा द्वार ಸರ್ವ ಪೂರ್ವ ವದಾವೃತ ಸತೋ ಬಾಲ ಧ್ವನಿ ಶ್ರುತ ಅಗ್ರಹಿಪಾಲ ಸಮುತ್ಥಿತ
ವೆನ್ ವಸುದೇವ್ ರೀಚ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ರೂಮ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರಿಸನ್ ಹೌಸ್ ದೆನ್ ದಟ್ ಬೇಬಿ ಗರ್ಲ್ ಹೂ ವಾಸ್ ಯೋಗ ಮಾಯಾ
ಧ್ವನಿ ಕರ್ತೆ ಹೈ ಜನ್ಮ
ಲೇನೆ ಬಾಲ ಧ್ವನಿ ಶಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಕ್ರೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಮೇಡ್ ನೋಯ್ಸ್ ಬಾಲ ಧ್ವನಿ
ಶ್ರುತ್ವಾ
ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ಗೃಹಪಾಲ ದ ಡೋರ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ದೇ ವೋಕ್ ಅಪ್
ದೇವತ್ಯಾ ಗರ್ಭ ಜನ್ಮ ಸಬ್
They woke up, they immediately started moving. Turnam. Turnam means very quickly.
Devakya garbh janma tat, devati ke us garbh janma ki baat bhoj rajaya achakshu. Jaakar ke kahe, achakshu mane kahe.
Went to Bhoj Raja, Bhoj Rajaya, the king of Bhojas Kamsa. And they went and told him the deliverance of the child. Yad Udvigna Pratikshate. This Kamsa wasn't sleeping. He didn't fall asleep. he was very fearful. Maybe Yoga Maya was not able to put him to sleep. So he was in his bhavan awake. And Vasudev must have gone through the road. And Kamsa is not antaryami that he would have known. And he was advignaha, very fearful. Pratikshate, the night that was meant for sleeping, he was awaiting. Not just last this night, but since many nights and days, he hadn't slept even for a minute. He came running and they said, "Swami, Swami, the eighth son has taken birth. The eighth boy has taken birth." They don't know. It's a girl. They don't know. They didn't know it's a girl. Text 3. You see again, the word turna means very quickly. Talpat means from the bed. As soon as he heard, he very quickly jumped out of the bed. And what was he thinking? Here's my kaal. Sukadev Goswami didn't mention that he has a sword in his hand. Maybe in all this anxiety, immediately getting out of bed, he wasn't able to immediately get hold of his sword. Kalo miti vihvala. He became even more overwhelmed. And again in the second line, Sukadev Goswami is using the word turnam. Turnam, he got up. Suti griha magat turnam. Very quickly he went to Suti griha, the house where the child was delivered. For the doorkeepers, there is the word turna, and for Kamsa, the word turnam is again mentioned twice. Three times this word is used, and how much they are delayed, they don't know. And the doorkeepers think that they are very early. Immediately they're informing. And Kans was thinking, yes, I am immediately going. As soon as the baby is born, I am able to go. And kill the baby immediately. But that baby had already crossed the Jamuna. In this way, a person thinks. We've seen, sometimes there is an accident, there is a train accident. Then all the ministers, they get together. They become very serious. But it is already too late. Some people would have died, so for a few minutes they have to show some mourning. Mourning for those who are dead. They're actually sorry or not, but they have to show that they're mourning. And then they say, "Are, my dear brothers, this is the Lord's desire." And that's they remember God then. Just here two days ago, there was an airplane crash, wasn't it? Before it happens, nobody knows. After it happens, everybody comments. This is the vidhan of the Supreme Controller. This is the way of the destiny, they say. So many days, Kamsa had so many guards, so much security he had. The boy took birth, went to Gokul, and now he is getting up and running, thinking he is very quick. And while he was running in the street from his palace to the prison house, praskalan, he fell so many times. It was raining, it was dark, there's no electricity. He's overwhelmed. His hair was all scattered. He was slipping, his feet He was falling. He didn't have time to put his crown on, and he didn't have time to fix his hair. His hair was scattered everywhere. He just got out of bed and immediately started running in a very overwhelmed condition. And at once he approached where the child was born. Devaki immediately, "Come on, give it to me." Text 4. Devaki is crying and she is saying, "My dear brother, this baby girl, when she grows up, I'll get her married to your son. Please don't kill him." She is trying to arouse some mercy in Kamsa's heart. She was crying and wailing piteously, Karuna. She said, don't kill this girl. It's a girl. This text 5. Said, "My dear brother, so many of my babies have been killed. Her 6 babies were killed, and the 7th baby, she knew nothing what had happened. She thought Kamsa did some mantra and tantra, and he killed the baby inside. So 7 of my babies were killed." As if Kamsa is saying, "Who killed them? I killed them." So Devaki says, "My dear brother, it's not your fault." She said, "Tvaya daiva nishritena." He said, "They were killed by you, but they were killed by the influence of destiny. So careful you have to be how you word yourself." She said, "It's not your fault, my brother. It is not your fault at all. This is..." She wants to invoke his mercy. She doesn't want to blame him. She said, "This, in other words, it was in my destiny of my children to be killed. It's not your fault. But putri kaika pradiyatam. But please," she pleaded, "just spare this daughter. Give her to me as a gift, as your gift." If she had said that you killed them, then maybe he would get more angry. But she said here, "Daiva nishristena." Dev means this 2 meanings. One is Ishwar, controller, and the other one is your karma. Ishwar, the controller, he gives us reactions according to our karma. And Ishwar is also called Daiva. Also, the karma is also called Daiva. So she is saying, "You didn't kill them. Daiva influenced you to kill them. Or maybe my baby's previous karmas influenced you. They must have killed somebody in their previous life. So I am not blaming you. But please leave this girl." And Devaki was understanding, "This is my sister's son." She was thinking, "My son is safe in Yashoda's lap. If I cannot protect her daughter, then there will be no one as low class woman as me." She never had pleaded for her other babies before when Kamsa was killing. And to invoke more mercy, what is she saying here in text 6? Hey Prabhu, hey brother, it is I am Deen, very poor. From the day I am married, I am suffering like this. I have left my father's house and I am suffering in the prison house. Please think about me. What is my condition? And I am your younger sister. I am avarja. Just think of our relationship. I am your younger sister. Just think about our relationship. And Hatsuta, all my children have been killed. I must have done something sinful in my last life, due to which I am now in the prison house with my husband. My children are killed, but I am not blaming you, my dear brother. Such an unfortunate sister like me, please give me this last child as a gift. Who knows, I may not have another child. Although after this, Mother Devaki had one daughter. Her name was Subhadra. But Charmam Prajam, Sukadeva Goswami says, Charmam means last. Last Prajam, last child. She is thinking this might be, she may not have any more children. In this way she is pleading, wailing. But that sinful demon, he did not listen. Anyone would become a little kind. Let her go. So many of her children had died. But no. He was so sinful. So cruel. And that's why Krishna killed him in a very harsh way. He pulled him down. He pulled him down from his Singhasan by holding his hair and dragged him. And his dead body Krishna was dragging all over the wrestling arena. In this way there have been so many persons born on this earth. They won't even see the consider the relationship. He put this woman in the prison house with her husband, killed all her children, and piteously she is crying to save the last child, but he is not giving any mercy. This is why the Lord came. And this is why the Lord incarnates again and again. You may say that it is too much Kali Yuga and there is so much atrocities going on. This won't be tolerated if somebody did this today. He will be taken to court and he will be hung. He will be taken to prison house. There was so much sinful atrocities going on at that time. The Lord knows when is the condition for him to come. Yada idahi dharmasya. He completely is in knowledge. Innocent two persons you put in the prison house and you keep killing their newborn babies and nobody is able to say anything. Text 7. Devaki was crying very piteously. Deen deen vat. She was more deen than deen, poorer than poor. So piteously she was crying and embracing the baby. But he talked, he spoke very harshly to her. He snatched the baby from her lap. She said, "You call me brother? You've given birth to a child that will kill me." He snatched the baby from her hands. Text 8. He held the baby by the feet. Sukadev Goswami is saying here, Swa-arth, Swartho, Swa-arth, I should live, I should be happy. This blind thinking, he could not discriminate. A person who has so much attachment to his body, he becomes blind. He wants to himself live nicely, wear nicely, eat nicely, but he doesn't want to see the suffering of others. Swarth, for his own selfishness, extreme selfishness, he was ready to do this most heinous act. As soon as he tried to smash the child on this stone, big piece of rock, there was a surface of a stone where Vasudev used to take his bath. Hear this from other Puranas. On this same stone, he tried to smash the baby so hard that by smashing once, the baby would die. Such a cruel person. What a scene. As soon as he tried to smash the baby on the stone, before even reaching the stone, she was a Devi, she was Yogamaya. She flew up in the sky. Acts 9. A small newborn baby girl to smash on a stone so she should die. Sorry. Text 9. And she was visible. She had 8 arms, completely equipped with her weapons. Adrishya, Sukadev Goswami says, Adrishyata Anuja, that she was a younger sister of Krishna. This indicates that, says here, Adrishya Tanuja Vishnu. She was the younger sister of Vishnu. So this also indicates that he also took, that Krishna also took birth from Yashoda. This is why Mother Durga is called Anuja Vishnu. This proves that Krishna took birth also from the womb of Mother Yashoda. So she flew up in the sky and immediately she appeared with her 6-8 arms, bow and arrow, shankh, chakra, gada, etc., all the weapons. And Gandharvas, Kinnaras, Nagas, they were all offering prayers and offering flowers and chanting Jai Durge, Jai Durge. They were offering stuti. Text 12. He said, "Oh, Kamsa, you fool. You dur buddhi, mand, by killing me, what will you get? Your enemy has already taken birth somewhere. Yog Maya is also trying to confuse him." She didn't say where he went. Jata khalu means the child who will kill you, indeed, khalu, indeed he has jata, he has been born. But she didn't say where. Don't kill any more children. Now Kamsa was a devotee of Durga Devi. Like Ravan was Lord Shiva's devotee, Hiranyakashipu was Lord Brahma's devotee. And when Durga Devi said like this, from up in the sky, he used to start, he became very afraid, started trembling in fear. When Devi said like this and became more fearful, what happened? My Isht Devi is born from my sister. Then Devaki is my Isht Devi's mother. What am I doing? So now when he realized that Durga Devi, that his sister Devaki was the mother of Durga Devi, suddenly he realized what a great personality his sister must be. But when Krishna is born from Devaki, he didn't realize that Devaki is the mother of a great personality. His heart changed and he started trembling and he started crying. He realized what he had done wrong. And immediately he opened up their chains. He fell and offered obeisances. And then he says, Text 15. My dear brother-in-law, what can I say? I am just like a Rakshasa. I am so sinful. Please forgive me. Just like the Rakshasas, they eat their own child. I have killed my own sister's children. I have killed so many of her children. I am a Rakshasa. I have no mercy in my heart. In this text 16, Tvakt Jati Suhrit, my Suhrit, my friends and relatives, I have rejected them. I have no mercy in my heart. Khala. I tortured everyone. I never loved my own kinsmen. Kan Lokan, Kan Lokan. Which loka will I go to? Which planets will I go to after death? Just like a Brahma Ha Eva, just like the person who kills a Brahmana. Where will I go after death? He says, Mrita Shravan, Swasan. I am like a Mrita, like a dead person breathing. I am breathing, but my sister, I am dead. You should consider me dead. So much he has changed. Oh, alas, which loka, which planet, which hell would I go to? Where will you go? You have a reservation in hell, where else will you go? But even a sinful person like Kamsa is wondering, where will I go after death? Actually, every person should consider this, should think like this. Where will I go after death? Lokan Bhavishyami. Lokan Gamishyami. Where will I take birth? Will I take birth in Australia or Africa? Or as a tree here? It is definite. Just like the death is definite, birth is also definite. Even a sinful person like Kamsa is considering. Even he knows, according to karma you get your birth. And he's saying, I've been so sinful. He became totally overwhelmed. He started crying. I don't know where I will go after death. But a sinful person, when he feels sorry for a little while, he becomes a little bit of knowledge. After that, he blames others. These sins that I committed, they are to be blamed. They force me. So he's saying, text 17.
दैवं मत्यं नृतं भक्ति न मर्त्या केवलं महं.
Not only the human beings, but the demigods also. I have studied in Vedas that the demigods never lie. But I have seen, this is proof, I have seen the demigods are also lying, not just human beings. And we can see here that a human beings telling lies is famous, is well known everywhere. Often talk amongst themselves and they say that the humans lie so much. In the demigods planet, maybe one time somebody spoke a lie, but there nobody is a liar. Everyone speaks truth. What the demigods lied? You heard the voice in the sky said, Devaki's 8th son will kill you. Devaki's 8th child will kill you. But just see, Devaki's 8th child turned out to be Durga Devi. Demigods had said that your 8th child would kill me. That's why I killed your children. Actually, I did not kill your children, my dear sister. But the demigods, they forced me to kill your children. When the demigods said, the 8th child will kill you, then he should have just accepted 8th child will kill me. God did not say that you should kill her or you should kill her children. A person does not admit his own weakness and he always tries to blame the Vedas, the scriptures, and even on God. In this way he blames him. They say not a blade of grass moves without the sanction of the Lord. So if I am doing something sinful, then he is making me do it. He is giving the sanction. So he is making you commit sinful activity and you think he will suffer the reaction. And when you are earning dollars, then you say, I am doing this. Why don't you say, Radha Neela Madhav are making you do this, so give all of it to Radha Neela Madhav. If that is your thinking, that he is doing everything, he is making you do sinful activities, then you should also give him all your money. Then he will take your sinful reaction and your all your pious. A person makes a mistake, then he says, oh, God made me do it. This is actually Kansa's way of thinking. The Lord is not making us do everything. So many things we do by our own free will, our own desire. We try to put the blames on the Lord's head. In India, before they used to sing a song, there was this drunk man, he walks, and he sings this poem, I don't drink, I have been made to drink. As if somebody forced the bottle in your mouth. A gentleman, a saintly person, is a person who admits his faults. He admits his sins. I have done this. I am sinful. But look at him. He's blaming the demigods. When his mind is a little purified, he's blaming the demigods. When his mind is not purified, contaminated, then what will he do? In the Vedas, it is said that to speak the truth is the job of the demigods, and to speak a lie is the job of the human beings. This is in the Vedas. And actually you can see the whole human society is based on lies. If they stop lying, perhaps the human society will not move. This Veda says. But actually, Veda actually said the truth. Actually, Devaki had 8th child and it was sent to Gokul. Demigods did not lie. But person uses his own intelligence. A person uses his own understanding, imagination. How did this universe come about? Who are we? How has this happened? But the Veda Shastras say you should just accept it.